Radiolab is supported by the John Templeton Foundation, funding research and catalyzing conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. Learn about the researchers making the latest discoveries in the science of well-being, complexity, forgiveness, and free will at templeton.org/podcast.
Radiolab is supported by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Wait, you're listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Radiolab.
From
WNYC.
See?
Yeah.
And NPR.
So I guess our first question is like, what conceivable set of circumstances led to you doing what you did?
I just thought it would be a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, well, that would be weird. We don't know if it's funny, but we try it out, so.
Yeah. Is it going to be weird? We'll do it.
Yeah. Is it going to alienate half the audience?
Yeah. Let's
do it. Let's do it.
Okay, wait, just to set things up.
I think you'd better.
Those two people that you just heard.
Kristen Schaal!
And Kurt Brownoler.
They are comedians.
That's good.
That's it.
And we first heard about the bit you're about to hear from Jesse Thorne.
Yes.
The host of The Sound of Young America.
Yes.
Great show. Are you rolling over there, Jesse?
No, let me record you. Okay.
Checking my phone. Okay, yeah, I'm rolling.
So you set it up. When Kurt and Kristen walk on stage, what happens?
Well, there's a couple of jokes up top. You know, they joke about this TV show that they hosted in the 70s.
It's called Uncle Ben's Farmyard Courthouse.
It explained the American judicial system using a courthouse made completely of animals.
Yeah, it was canceled immediately.
Yeah, I think that was
and so the audience is kind of laughing at the jokes, thinking like, oh, this is going to be a regular comedy sketch.
We're going to do a sketch from it tonight.
All right.
Okay?
There we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
And then they go into this song.
Oh, Kristen Schaal is a horse. Kristen Schaal is a horse. Look at her dance like a look at her go like a look at her dance like a horse. Oh, Kristen Schaal is a horse. Kristen Schaal is a horse. Look at her dance like a look at her go like a look at her dance like a horse. Oh, Kristen Schaal is a horse.
Kurt does this maniacal singing and clapping. And Kristen is doing this horsey dance.
Just keeps going.
How longer can you do this for?
And like, why?
Repetition, Jad.
Well, I mean, like, when we do it, it's like after the third repetition, people are laughing. They get it, like, oh, they're just gonna do that
over and over.
And then somewhere around like around the fourth time,
then it's not. It's
really
not
funny.
The audience is quiet. They're like, I'm done with this.
I'm done. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Why are they still doing it? And then
that changes to actual hatred. And they're like, you stupid people. You two stupid people. But somewhere between like 9 and 11, then they're like, I like these stupid people.
Then you get this next level, which is they can't continue doing this. And then they do continue doing it.
Look at her dance like a look at her go like a look at her dance like a horse. Oh,
Like, they really, their eyes are starting to cross.
By that point, I'm dripping sweat. Yeah. Kristen's angry that I've gone that long.
I'm just like, look at it, too. Yeah. Look at it,
too. I mean, you can hear Kurt in that thing, like, losing track of the song because he's going into some kind of fugue state.
I have had her on stage whisper, stop it.
Yeah. I'm up here working my ass off.
Don't you come dance like her.
This is maybe my favorite thing in the history of the world. What I love about it is that your brain is trying to make it into what you want it to be, which is a joke. But there is no joke happening. And so what these two people are doing is creating the expectation that the expectation is going to be broken, but then breaking that expectation that the expectation is going to be broken by just delivering the thing that they've been delivering over and over for the past 10 minutes.
What's the longest you've taken it?
10 minutes. In Australia, because you were drunk.
Yeah. It seemed like 10 minutes. We can't be sure if it was 10 minutes. It seems like there's no way it's 10 minutes.
I will tell you what, it was 10 minutes. And the audience went crazy.
Kristen Schaal is a horse. Kristen Schaal is a horse. Look at her dance. Look at her go. Look at her dance like a horse.
Kristen Schaal is a
horse. Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
Kristen Schaal is a horse.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
Look at her dance. Look at her go.
This is Radiolab, and today...
Today it's all about...
Loops.
Things that happen over...
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over.
And over. Coming up, loops that hurt you.
Strange.
Loops that heal you.
Dangerous things.
Loops that scare you.
Loops.
And loops that eat you.
And loops that incomplete you.
A what?
Shh.
Kristen Schaal.
So where are you guys?
We're in San Francisco.
You're in San Francisco.
Oh,
so you're not in Texas.
No, just sounds like we're in Texas.
Yeah, she's from Texas, so.
Oh.
Can you guys actually just, if you don't mind, introduce yourself so we know, just we have your name and all that.
Sure. I'm Mary Sue Campbell. I live in Novato, California, and my daughter, Christine, is...
30 years old. I live in San Francisco, and I was raised in Novato in the house that said incident happened at, so.
Shall we begin?
Okay.
Tell me the beginning, how this story starts.
From the beginning.
I think it was odd. Christine actually called me Tuesday morning about 10 o'clock and just said, oh, what are you doing, Mom? And I said, oh, I'm just going to go out in the yard and do some yard work and run some errands. And she said, well, you ought to do the yard work early because it's going to be hot today.
Oh, so we're in the summertime.
It was summertime. Yeah, it was August. Yeah. August 24th. And apparently... What, 10 minutes later?
About half an hour.
Half hour later, she said I called her.
She had left me a voicemail, something like, hey, Christine, it's Mom. Something's not right. Something's wrong. I need you to call me back. So I gave her a call back, and she said, something about the house isn't right. There's things look weird in here. Well, what's weird? What are you talking about? And then she said... Well, I'm looking at the calendar, and it says August 2010. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Next.
And she's like, well, that's not right. And I said, well, yes, it is. It's August 24th, 2010. And as soon as I said that out loud, I grabbed my purse to leave. Oh, my God, she's had a stroke. That was my first reaction. And, that makes me feel emotional. And so...
Christine says she walked out of her house to the car, keeping her mom on the phone.
What else do you see? I'm just trying to keep her talking to me.
All the while, her mom's telling her one thing after another just doesn't look right.
She says there's a strange black truck on the driveway, which is the truck that belongs to her boyfriend that has been parked there for 10 years.
Whoa.
So I'm, of course, increasingly, I mean, I'm just freaking out at this point.
So she hangs up with her mom and then calls the paramedics, and a half hour later, Christine... arrives at the hospital.
By the time I walked in, she had been there for 5 or 10 minutes at the most. And as soon as I walked in, the doctor greeted me and said...
I said,
This is her doctor, Jonathan Vallejos.
Christine,
it's immediately evident it's not a stroke, not an infection.
That's a huge relief.
But I said
your mother has transient global amnesia.
Transient global.
Transient amnesia. Global.
Dude, how do those words hit you?
I'll be honest with you. I had no idea what that meant. I think the word I heard the most was amnesia.
Your mother has lost her ability to form new memories.
She can't remember.
But
he said it's not going to last forever. It usually lasts between 1 and 24 hours, and we're not sure what causes it.
And it's at this point where the story goes from something kind of frightening to something a little more surreal.
Yeah, so when I came in...
Her mother is sitting up in bed?
She's a smiler. And she immediately started asking questions.
Okay, so what's the date?
And I said, well, it's Tuesday, August 24th. Yes. And of course, we have a video on YouTube of this.
My birthday's already passed?
Yep.
I'm trying to remember if I remember that. I'm trying to remember the last date I remember. I don't remember my birthday.
Yeah. We hung out. You came over to my house and we watched a video that I made for you when I was in Texas. And all of your sisters and some of your brothers said happy birthday to you on the video. Yeah, but we still have the video so you can watch it again. But you're going to remember eventually. They say it's just temporary.
Where was it? Was it home? Did I call
you? Were at home. Yep. You were at home doing some gardening, and you called me, and you were feeling confused. So we called the paramedics, had them come and get you, and then we came here. We did a bunch of tests on you.
Okay, so what's the date?
August 24th. It's Tuesday.
I'm trying to remember the last date I remember. I mean, I don't remember my birthday.
You don't remember your birthday, yeah.
Yeah. That must have just been recently.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Now, you may have missed it, but... this conversation they're having just started over.
Since August.
Mm-hmm.
Because every 90 seconds, Mary Sue's memory resets.
August 24th.
But what's strange is the repetition. Like, we started that last clip you heard with her saying this.
I'm trying to remember the last date I remember.
90 seconds later, after her memory resets, she says...
I'm trying to remember the last date I remember.
90 seconds later...
I'm trying to remember the last... date I remember.
And as you watch this video for a few minutes, you realize what's happening here is that Mary Sue...
You remember what day of the week it is?
No.
...is in a loop. And it goes like this. First, the date.
Okay, so what's the date?
August 24th.
She then responds in almost the same way every time.
My birthday's already passed?
Yep.
She's missed her birthday.
It's already at my birthday?
Yep.
Darn.
And every time she says that, darn, in exactly the same way. Like, if you fast forward...
It's already past my birthday, though?
Yep.
Oh, darn.
She must enjoy her birthday quite a bit.
You're going to remember it eventually.
Then she laughs.
What happened?
Then they recap.
You were working in the garden, and you gave me a call.
Christine explains the whole thing, and it's usually when she says the word paramedics.
So we called the paramedics.
Right there.
And had them come and pick you up.
That Mary Sue's eyes get really wide in this look of sheer, utter disbelief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that creepy? I mean, every single time.
And you say
when
that over and over.
It,
yeah, you say, isn't that creepy?
It's creepy.
I know.
90 seconds later.
This is so creepy.
90 seconds later.
This is so creepy.
And it's often at this point, right after creepy, that she resets.
Okay, so I don't know what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Like somebody put it on rewind.
Over and over and over again.
Is it after my birthday?
Yes.
I'd repeated the birthday so much that the nurse apparently was behind me mouthing the words.
Yeah.
Oh, did I miss my birthday?
Yeah. Girl, it's like Groundhog's Day in here.
Yep, Groundhog's Day.
This is like every 2 minutes. We're doing a loop.
We ask the same thing again.
Yes, we do. We have had the same conversation over and over again every 2 minutes for the last 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I know.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Hours.
Yeah, we can't seem to talk about anything else. That is what we're talking about today.
What day of the week is it?
Tuesday, August 24th. You didn't miss it. You were there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Watching it, I wanted to slap me. You know, I wanted to reach out and slap me and say, "Damn it! I just told you that."
For the record, but, yeah. I would never slap
my
mother.
No, she would not. No, she would not.
Okay, so our big question here is: clearly, this is a person who's lost her memory.
Yeah.
But why would her behavior from one cycle to the next be so precisely and consistently the same? I mean, sometimes exactly the same.
Yeah. Why?
I think what it is one of the things the nurses said is that when you have something like this, your true self comes out.
Huh.
You're true. The word true is interesting. So
yeah.
Is that what we're seeing on that video? Is that your true person, your true self?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my mom through and through right there. I mean, she's...
What Christine means is not the repetition, but that her mom keeps asking so many questions.
She's inquisitive. She just wants to know what's going on with all, you know, across the board.
I love problems. I love puzzles.
Are you like a Sudoku fiend?
You know... I am. I hate to admit this.
Oh God!
I play escape room games on the internet.
Escape room? What are those?
They're stupid little games where they have little hidden pixels that you find. You're stuck in a room and you have to get out. You got to find the key to the door, and there's all these little hidden places.
Oh, that's just the perfect metaphor then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was my own escape room.
Remember what day of the week it is?
No.
It's Tuesday.
There's a different way of seeing this. First of all, Jonathan Vlahos, that ER doctor who's seen a bunch of these cases, he said, well, that puzzler instinct, that's not just Mary Sue.
What everybody does is struggle over and over again with where am I and when am I?
It's just the brain in survival mode. And another thing that everybody does, and he's seen about six of these patients so far, is that everybody, not just Mary Sue, but everybody, becomes
a broken record, right down to the phrasing of the sentences.
Which creeps them out a little bit.
It makes the brain seem a little bit more like a machine. You know, you give the machine the exact same set of inputs.
Every 90 seconds, give it the same doctor, the same hospital room, same beeping machines.
And see if the output ever varies. And
it doesn't.
It almost seems like the patient has no free will.
And so sometimes, in the back of his head, he thinks, God, if I had that condition and someone videotaped me?
I would love to see my own tape.
Why?
You know, I think I want to see, could I somehow escape the loop?
Huh.
Or would I end up with the rest of us?
Now, thankfully, according to Jonathan, what normally happens in this condition is that as time goes on,
that 90-second loop
starts to slowly expand.
You know, it's actually more like 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Eventually, 4 minutes.
Now it's 5 minutes.
And for Mary Sue, after a few hours, as her loop got longer and longer, her old memories started to creep back in.
By that evening, she was remembering up until that Sunday.
A few hours later, her memory began to extend into Monday morning.
And by the time we left the hospital, she remembered Monday night.
And then, finally...
Shall we begin?
Okay.
Tell me the beginning, how this story starts.
From the beginning.
I think it was odd. Christine actually called me Tuesday morning about 10 o'clock and just said, oh, what are you doing, Mom? And apparently, 10 minutes later, about half an hour later...
I'm Robert Krulwich.
I'm Jan Abumrad.
And we'll be right back.
Message one.
This is Kurt Brownoller, and these are the words you've told me to read. Radiolab is funded in part by Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
Hi, my name is Christine Campbell.
This is Mary Sue Campbell.
Here we go.
More information about Sloan at
www.sloan.org.
Radiolab is produced by WNYC.
And distributed by NPR.
By NPR.
By NPR.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope that was dumb enough for you.
End of message.
Radiolab is supported by the John Templeton Foundation, funding research and catalyzing conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. Learn about the researchers making the latest discoveries in the science of well-being, complexity, forgiveness, and free will at templeton.org/podcast.